You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast. Sam joined by SCAC Women's Lacrosse Offensive Player of the Week, Haley Williams, sophomore midfielder of Millsaps College. And Haley, first of all, congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Haley, the majors are now 1-2 on the year early in this 2012 season, 1-1 in SCAC play. Just talk about how the team has developed early in the season and where you guys think you're at so far in the year.
Our team has definitely come a long way, especially from last season being our first season for our school to have a lacrosse program. Prior to that, they just had a club team. So we didn't have a ton of recruits coming in, obviously, because it's a new program. But this year we're starting off strong. We got four great new freshmen that are definitely putting in a lot of effort to work hard and help the team move forward. We've all actually come together a lot more this season. We've gotten to know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we've been working off of that. So I really feel that this season's going to be a strong one for us.
Well, you mentioned in your second year of a women's lacrosse program there in Jackson, Mississippi, on the campus of Millsaps College, Haley, and this past weekend you guys picked up your first ever SCAC win, a 17-13 win over University of Dallas. Just talk about the importance of getting that first ever SCAC win and what it means to not only to you but to the program as well.
That first win was amazing. I mean, we won some non-conference games last year. We played Agnes Scott, and that was a good feeling, but we really felt that the win over University of Dallas really helped prove to not only like our school community but our campus community that we are a force to be reckoned with and that we're going to prove ourselves definitely this year. So we're going to keep working hard to keep going for another SCAC win. I know last year when we played the University of Dallas, I think only lost by a few points. It was a pretty close game, which was really exciting, even though we didn't come out with a win over them, just because it was our first season and they were one of our first games of the season. So we really knew that this year we needed to prove ourselves with a win on that game.
Well, you're a huge part of that win against Dallas. Again, as I mentioned, 17-13 with the victory. You had 8 goals in that game individually, also collected 10 ground balls. Just talk about your individual performance and how you're able to be so effective on the field.
A lot of it just has to do with I had great coaches going through high school. I did travel teams all the time. I just work really hard. I'm really aggressive. I don't like to lose. And I have a great team to back me up. I have a great coach. And, you know, they're always there to support me. And they always tell me just to go out there and play my hardest and try new things. And so that's what I do when I'm out on the field. They're great emotional and mental support on the team. They're always cheering for me no matter what, even if I do make a mistake. Therefore, if I do make a mistake, I just work hard to get the ball back and, you know, keep going to goal. So,
well, you mentioned, Haley, obviously you guys are in your second year as a program, as an official sport, school-sponsored sport there. What's been the biggest difference you've noticed under head coach Tracy Sepnio from last year and the first year of the program and the transition now into your second year as you guys are continuing to grow as a program?
Well, I know that before Millsaps had an actual lacrosse team through the SCAC, they were club. And I know through going from club to Division III, the team changed a lot. The team dynamics, we lost a lot of girls just because some of them weren't ready to take the team seriously. And we also gained new members that were recruited. And so that helped change the team dynamics. But really the biggest improvement was from last year to this year, even though we still have the same coaching staff and most of the same girls, considering we only added 4 freshmen. We've developed a lot just because we've learned how each other work. You know, we communicate better with our coach on and off the field. We communicate as teammates on and off the field. We're not just coming to practice and just playing together. We're friends off the field, and that really helps us, you know, stick together and trust each other on the field.
And finally, just talk about as you guys look to continue to improve and continue to grow this program, Haley, what are some of the goals that you guys have for this team this year, and what do you need to specifically continue to get better at each day through practice and through games in order to achieve those goals as we head through the 2012 season?
I think our biggest goals are not necessarily to come out with a ton of conference wins, but just to go out there and play our hardest. And when we leave the field, to know that if we didn't come out with a win, that we worked we worked our game, we played our best, and that we gave it, we gave all of our effort while we were on the field. Because if we get beat by a really good team and we played our hardest, then it's still rewarding in the end, because we are a new team and we will get there eventually, I have no doubt. So definitely we just need to work hard, and I think one of the biggest things we're struggling with at the moment is just staying focused for the whole game rather than just playing a first half or a second half game. So that's one of the main things that we're focusing on during practices for our next upcoming conference games, is just staying focused, coming out to practice every day and giving it all, not slacking off or getting distracted. So, yeah.
A native of Houston, Texas, sophomore midfielder Haley Williams of Millsaps College. Again, this week's SCAC Women's Lacrosse Offensive Player of the Week. Haley, again, congratulations on your award and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.